Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF. This week we listen in on part two of Dr. David Pallison's series on developing marital intimacy.
One issue that often comes up is that it is hard to talk about these things, and people in the church can feel isolated easily. You know, it's not necessarily the grass is greener, meaning I want to go leave my marriage, but it seems like everybody else's pasture is greener than mine. And my pasture has got a bunch of weeds in it and the patchy grass. And how do I talk about it? How do we in the church actually raise the issue so that it becomes something that can be talked about in a constructive way? You know, Christian ministry and change is not slinking out into public full of shame, you know, a tail between your legs and choking out what a wretch you are in all its gory details. There is actually a kind of dignity to our need for the change process. And one of the ways that I think can be most helpful in getting the ball rolling on how we discuss really important things with each other in a way that's honest enough to be significant and helpful, but is not the wrong kind of a sort of wallowing honesty, is to, one of the ways I think we can do this constructively is to start to think about the way we make prayer requests. So often people make prayer requests that leave their own need for growth off the table. And you think about this. Let's say I'm struggling in my marriage with intimacy. Time for prayer requests comes up in my small group or, you know, even in a public setting. To be able to say something like this: I have been really struck lately with how hard it is for me to love. I see Jesus Christ, and he is so patient. He keeps moving towards people all the time. And I see that I don't do that. I give up. I opt for my own comfort. I get impatient. I would like you to pray that in my life, I would be increasingly like Jesus and have that kind of patience and initiative, the humility to confess my sins when I fail, the gladness to remember that it is exactly this challenge I have to learn how to love, to be forgiven for where I fail. That is exactly what the gospel is about. Would you pray that my faith would grow? Would you pray that my humility would grow? And would you pray that I would grow in patience and initiative towards the people in my family, towards my friends, and so forth? Now, I've probably given an example that no one would actually say it. No one else would say it quite that way, and maybe it wouldn't be quite that fleshed out. But something that is able to actually name where I need the mercy and power of God is a prayer request worth making. And that particular way of making it is not simply wallowing in my failure. It's actually a way of talking about my shortcomings that is holding out, even to the people I'm speaking with, both who it is that can help me and why, and what it is that I want him to help me with. There's faith in that way of making a prayer request. And I'm persuaded that where a small group or a Bible study or in a friendship, where people are actually being honest with each other in those ways, you create a context then where marital tensions can then be talked about in a fundamentally constructive climate and not simply one where it becomes embarrassing for people to admit that they and they alone struggle and everybody else lives in green pastures. The fact is, when, let's say, a pastor, a small group leader, talks about his, you know, the need for patience in his life in a way that's real like that, you've immediately got every other person in the room all ears, because there is no temptation that overtakes us that is not common to all. And that's not just a Bible verse. That is reality. And so all of a sudden, you've got a room full of people who realize, yeah, I tend to disengage too. I have a hard time with patience too. Yes, Jesus has been awfully patient with me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if Jesus communicated some of that patience and I became a little bit more like him? And that would sure sweeten my vertical dimension relationship with God. And boy, that would be good for the people I live with, for me to become someone who just more consistently bore them in my heart, thought about them, was concerned about them, and wasn't just simply going in my own little rut that's so easy to go in.
Thank you for joining us. This series is also available in video format at ccef.org by searching Marital Intimacy. Or you can also become a subscriber to our CCEF YouTube account.